Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We've been looking at a survey of the life of Samuel in reading from the book of 1 Samuel. And in just a moment, we're going to begin reading from 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 29. And you'll want to be following along. So open your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 15. And while you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and then Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying about great men and women of the Old Testament. We've been reading highlights about the life of Samuel in a lesson that was written, a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam. For May the 6th, 1923. And we have come now to 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 29. And this is following that account where Saul had not obeyed God in destroying the Amalekites, and where Samuel had said to Saul that to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And so we come to 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 29, and we read also, "The strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said," and this is Saul saying, "I have sinned. Yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship Jehovah thy God." So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped Jehovah. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 32. Then said Samuel, "Bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites." And Agag came unto him cheerfully. And Agag said, "Surely the bitterness of death is past." And Samuel said, "As thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women." And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before Jehovah at Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah. And Saul went up to his house, to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. For Samuel mourned for Saul, and Jehovah repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. Now 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 1. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, "How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hear, he will kill me." And Jehovah said, "Take an heifer with thee, and say, I'm come to sacrifice to Jehovah, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee." And Samuel did that which Jehovah spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said, "Comest thou peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably, I'm come to sacrifice unto Jehovah. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass that when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, "Surely Jehovah's anointed is before me." But Jehovah said unto Samuel, "Look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Jehovah seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but Jehovah looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen this. And Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Jehovah hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he is keeping the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look upon. And Jehovah said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of Jehovah came mightily upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now the next passage we're going to read is 1 Samuel chapter 25 and verse 1. And here's where it says that Samuel died, and all Israel gathered themselves together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. So this last great judge, this anointer of kings, has died. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is found in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24. It says, Only fear Jehovah and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. There's also a devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. It is the 33rd Psalm that I will read at this time. The 33rd Psalm, beginning in verse 1 from the American Standard Version. Rejoice in Jehovah, O ye righteous. Praise is comely for the upright. Give thanks unto Jehovah with the harp. Sing praises unto him with the psaltery of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of Jehovah is right. And all his work is done in faithfulness. He loveth righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of Jehovah. By the word of Jehovah were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the seas together as an heap, and layeth up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear Jehovah. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Jehovah bringeth the counsel of the nations to naught. He maketh the thoughts of the peoples to be of no effect. The counsel of Jehovah standeth fast forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Jehovah looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh forth upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He that fashioneth the hearts of them all, that considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither doth he deliver any by his great power. Behold, the eye of Jehovah is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul hath waited for Jehovah. How is our help and our shield? For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, be upon us according as we have hoped in thee. Now, looking at the Sunday school lesson and the notes that Elah made on this life of Samuel, we see in the geographical notes that this lesson is going to take place in Mizpah and Jabesh-Gilead and Gilgal. And sometimes I like to take the map in the back of my Bible and find the location of those cities and have a geographical and spatial reference for the things that are done. We read in the introduction to this lesson that Saul was first selected as king. And after having been selected at Mizpah as king, Saul went back to his rural pursuits until the messengers of Jabesh-Gilead aroused him in their call for help against the Ammonites. This was his first opportunity to demonstrate his powers as king and general. The Spirit of God came mightily upon him, the text says, and summoned all Israel to battle. And he gained a great victory over the Amalekites in that day. We read about that victory in the book of 1 Samuel, beginning in chapter 11 and verse 1. And we'll read through verse 13. It says, "Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, Make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash the Ammonite said unto them, On this condition will I make it with you, that all your right eyes be put out, and I will lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, Give us 7 days' respite, that we might send messengers unto all the borders of Israel, and then if there be none to save us, we will come out to thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul, and spake these words in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voice and wept. And behold, Saul came, following oxen out of the field. And Saul said, What aileth the people, and them that weep? And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God came mightily upon Saul when he heard those words, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces, and set them throughout all the borders of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the dread of Jehovah fell upon the people, and they came out as one man. And he numbered them in Bezek. And the children of Israel were 300,000, the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, Thus shall ye say to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, Tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, ye shall have deliverance. And the messengers came and told the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, Tomorrow we will come out unto you, and ye shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch, and smote the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they that remained were scattered, so that not two of them were left together. And the people said unto Samuel, Who is he that said, Saul shall not reign over us? Bring those men, that we may put them to death. And Saul said, There shall not a man be put to death this day. For today Jehovah hath wrought a deliverance in Israel. Then said Samuel to the people, Come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. And all the people went to Gilgal. And there they made Saul king before Jehovah in Gilgal. And there they offered sacrifices and peace offerings before Jehovah. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Well, we'll pick up there at our next class period and continue this study of this great man of the Old Testament, Samuel, who anointed both Saul and David to be kings in Israel.